This is a podcast from Rover.
What an absolute pleasure. His new book is out real soon. It's called Down With The System. Lead singer of System of a Down joins us, Serge Tankian. A very good morning to you. Thank you so much.
Good morning to you guys. Thanks for having me on.
What an unbelievable book it is. For those who don't know, you live in New Zealand some of the time, LA some of the time. You grew up, though, in Beirut in Lebanon. You said that never really felt like home, nor did LA. What was it, Serge, that made you think New Zealand could be a potential home for you?
It was just a feeling that I got the first time I was there on the Big Day Out tour in, I want to say, 2000. Just had this incredible feeling of serenity. And the more I explored my feelings for the country, the more I came back on holiday every year, you know, the more I fell in love with the place. Yeah.
It's a long time ago. Talk us through that Big Day Out, because I think Bryce and I were both at that one, the Big Day Out in the year 2000.
I think that was the one where the barricades broke and we had to stop playing and then start up again after another band had come on, if I'm not mistaken. And it was just a phenomenal tour. No longer around, obviously, yeah. But it was a great time.
So you have a brand new book. Rog has had the pleasure of reading a fair bit of the book, Down With The System. Serge, how long has this been in the works? And for those who don't know about the book yet, can you tell us a bit about it, mate?
Sure, yeah. So I was approached by a literary agent a couple of years ago and started this adventure. Originally, my idea was not to write a memoir. I wanted to write a philosophical book about the intersection of justice and spirituality. When he laughed at the idea, the brazen way that he laughed at the idea really made me laugh. And he said, well, why can't you do both? You know, why can't you write a memoir that's also those things, you know? And it got me thinking in that kind of way. And so I wanted to write a different type of memoir, a rock memoir, whatever you want to call it. And that's not typical of the sensationalist stories, and instead some really interesting kind of biographical things that kind of really connect the dots in my own life.
Yeah, your life is amazing. Like Rog said, you grew up in Beirut, you split your time in LA, you've had an unbelievable success with System of a Down, you have a amazing Armenian heritage. What's the book about in terms of the spirituality, but also the music side and where you come from?
Well, you just kind of named basically everything that the book's about yourself.
It's good one, Mo. Sorry.
Well, thanks for talking to us, Serge. Good luck.
Have a nice day, guys.
I mean, you reveal how you grew up hearing bombs drop outside your childhood home. I mean, we can't relate to anything like that. How emotional, hard, or therapeutic was it writing all this into a book, reliving it?
Yeah. I mean, with everything going on in the world, it's actually really scary. The fact that all of that is happening on a daily basis more than ever before. But yes, I think if you've ever been a kid and you've heard a bomb drop, they feel so random that you would never, ever allow your government to do the same to anyone else. I was born in Lebanon. As you said, my ethnicity is Armenian. And years ago, I remember Anthony Bourdain asking me the question, how Armenian are you? Like, where is home? Those questions have been kind of haunting me since. Because born in one place, being culturally from somewhere else, growing up somewhere else, and then living somewhere else, kind of everything is a part of you, but none of them are fully home. You know, they're parts of what you call home. So for me, New Zealand is my spiritual home. Yeah. You know, when I'm there, I feel the most at ease spiritually. I feel like there are certain balances that are in place. Although things are changing there in the last 20 years as well, you know, I gotta say.
Yeah.
But the States feel like my office, you know. A great place to run and work and produce and create. I mean, home is everywhere and home is nowhere in some ways. Home is in your body. We're hunters and gatherers, you know, wherever you go.
You know how you're saying sometimes you are like, oh, I was born here and I lived here, and sometimes you get confused as to what you owe each part. Do you feel any weight of responsibility before writing this book that you wanted to do something for the, you know, Armenian people in terms of talking about their history that isn't really as well known as, say, what's going on in the Middle East right now, for example? And you're like the Beatles there. Did you feel that weight of, like, I've got to do them justice by writing this sort of book? Like, was that important? Did you feel that weight?
Good question, bro. I don't know if I felt the weight of it, but it's who I am. And, you know, I mean, in New Zealand especially, people don't know much about Armenian or Armenians. No. You know, New Zealand, unfortunately, is one of the countries that still hasn't formally recognized the Armenian genocide by the Ottoman Empire. And it's a shame because New Zealand foreign policy has always been neutral, smart, ahead of its time, in Helen Clark's days at least. And, you know, it's quite interesting to me why it's following the UK and Australia's geopolitical kind of goals and aims. So I just always, whatever I'm doing, whether I'm doing an art exhibit or music thing, I always talk about the importance of recognizing that because we still see genocide happening right now.
Yeah.
You know, we're
yeah.
seeing it happening right now. So yeah. if we don't come to grips with what that means, you know, in terms of recognition and honoring the past of our ancestors in that way, then we don't know who we are and we're stumbling in the dark.
One of the highlights, I'm sure, in your career, and can you sort of explain how it happened, that System of a Down played their one and only show in Armenia? And it's such a great chapter about how it all came about and how the band felt afterwards. And perhaps even you may admit that that would have been a great last gig for System of a Down.
Yeah, so in 2015, we had the honor of playing the 100th anniversary commemoration of the Armenian Genocide in Republic Square in Yerevan, Armenia. It was just incredible. It felt like the top of the mountain for the band. It felt like we were almost created to be witness to that moment.
And it's our responsibility to tell you these things and to rock you at the same time.
And it was something beyond playing a music gig or being a performer or an artist or, you know, any of that. It was spiritual. It was really moving. You know, sometimes life brings you into these avenues where through your art, you're getting to experience these other worlds that you never counted upon, that you never anticipated being a part of.
With System of a Down, there's the bits in your book where you sort of have been trying to leave the band for some time, but they kind of keep on bringing you back. But is there some more gigs on the horizon?
It sounds like a radio show, to be honest.
Or a reality TV show, more like.
Yeah.
It's like that Al Pacino moment where you're like, I'm trying to leave and they're bringing me back. Right?
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
We just had played a really amazing show, Sick New World Festival for the second year. It's a festival that we help kind of bring into existence with Live Nation. And it's our second year that we've been playing it and we really enjoyed it. Look, when we play one-offs, I really enjoy it. Touring is where it gets kind of exhausting and repetitious and redundant artistically. But you know, as far as playing one-off gigs, I really enjoy them.
You spend a lot of time here. We've talked about that. And I don't know, there's a Zoom. You might be able to see my face as I'm asking you this question, Serge, mate. But when's it happening?
I see you, bro.
When's it happening? When are we just going to become friends, man? We're in the same city. And you won't remember this, but one of the last times we spoke to you, we played you this little bit of audio. Just have a listen to this, Serge Tankian.
I'm standing there getting some water, and then all of a sudden you're next to me, and I'm like, this is Serge Tankian. I've met you before. I've interviewed you. Should I say that? You won't care. And then I blew it, and you sort of smiled at me, and then nothing happened. And I guess my big question is, do you remember that, and was that actually you?
That was actually me, but I don't remember it. Sorry.
I mean, I've seen you since just the other week. A couple of weeks ago, I saw you outside Ponsonby Central. You were near the vet that I was going to, and I did that. I raised it a level and I gave you the classic Kiwi up with my eyes and up with the
subtle.
Yeah. And
I love
you,
it.
You sort of just, you made eye contact, but then quickly turned away.
I'm going to come knock on the door at The Rock, Bryce, and I'm going to call you out. We're going to go have a flat white and chill. All right?
Yes, Serge. God, I hope that's true.
You're so New Zealand. That's such a New Zealand thing to do.
To go get a flat white. Yeah. New Zealanders love you, man. Yeah, you know that. I'm sure you're...
Thanks, brother. I love New Zealand. New Zealand's, you know, my home.
So people want to know, Sean asks, he texts, all I want to know is, will they ever play in New Zealand again, System of a Down? Or you with your solo stuff? I mean, you did great solo shows as well. I remember one at the Big Data. I remember one at the Town Hall with the whole orchestra. It was awesome.
Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed playing with the Auckland Philharmonia Orchestra. Since then, I played with the Chrysler Symphony Orchestra as well. But again, we just haven't been playing. Yeah. I haven't been performing a lot. We haven't been playing a lot. They're just one-offs. Mm. But one day I hope to, because, you know, I'd love to play New Zealand again, whether it's orchestral, with system or whatever. Let's see what happens.
Because your song Chop Suey, you may remember, was number one in our Rock 2000 countdown. I think that was 2018. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure you
do. I do remember,
yeah,
yes.
New Zealand really loves you. I mean, 2,000 songs, that was the number one song for that year, which was a very popular choice.
And it's always in, like, the top
20. I remember sending email or a video.
Kia ora, mates. I'm so thrilled, excited that so many of you have voted for Chop Suey, the number one song in the world-famous Rock 1500.
Is it true? Was it you who told us the story of, do New Zealanders recognise you and come up to you, and you were in Devonport? And someone came up to you.
Yes.
Could you tell us the story as a leaving note, Serge Tankin?
Oh, yeah. Two young guys. I was just walking by myself in Devonport, just having a nice day. And these two young guys just run up to me and they go, bro, you're not going to believe this, but you look like the guy from System of a Down. We want to take a picture of you and fool our mates to think that it's actually him.
Oh, that's awesome. Sure.
That's so good.
Did you tell them?
What did you say?
I love pretending to be me. It was like this weird moment.
And that's so cool.
Oh, man. Someone would have told them too, and they would have been like, fuck.
That is so good.
Check the book out. It's not far away. Down with the System, Serge Tankian, a memoir of sorts. It's a fantastic read.
Thank you so much.
You've had a hell of a life. You're
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you guys for having me on. Appreciate it.